Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the deep, sometimes murky waters of mental health. Specifically, the incredible journey through depression and the power of vulnerability. You know, it's like when you're in a dark tunnel and someone hands you a flashlight. That moment when you realize you're not alone can spark a flame of hope. When Juan opened up to his friend Maria, it's like a cosmic synchrony of connection happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's really powerful. Like, it's hard for people to share stuff like that. But I guess it's, kind of like being stuck in a video game level for hours and then finally finding a hidden passage.
Exactly. Think about it. When you're in that game and you're frustrated, you can't always see that there's another way out. Just like Juan was trapped in his depression, feeling helpless until he found that passage to healing. He sought a therapist. That's his guide in this game of life.
Oh, wow. So, how did he actually decide to reach out for help? I mean, that's a huge step.
Absolutely. That's the turning point. For some, it's a moment of reckoning. Like when you're staring at the reflection in the mirror and you realize you can't keep fighting this battle alone. Juan fought back tears that day. It was like he was shedding a layer of armor, you know?
So was it like a super emotional moment? I mean, did he feel relieved or was it more scary?
It was a mix of both. That's the beauty of vulnerability. It's both terrifying and liberating. Juan said admitting he needed help was the hardest part. Can you imagine carrying that weight for so long? He felt raw but also experienced the first glimmers of relief. Like finally taking that first deep breath after holding it for too long.
Wow, so when he opened up, did he also talk about the stuff that helped him through the tough days?
Yes, he found strength in his small victories, things we often overlook. Morning walks, journaling, reconnecting with friends. It's like building a bridge of positivity, one little plank at a time. It may seem trivial, but each step forward is monumental.
I see. It's like collecting those little power-ups in a game, right? But did he have any specific moments he remembers?
Definitely. He focused on gratitude, which can seem cliche but is super effective. Juan made a list of things that brought him joy, no matter how small. Like the smell of fresh coffee or the sweet sound of laughter from a friend. It's those little beams of light that can turn the tide on tough days.
So, did it really help him shift his mindset? I mean, just writing things down?
Yes, writing those things down helped him retrain his brain. It's science. Gratitude activates parts of our brain associated with feeling good. In a way, he was rewriting his narrative, turning the pages from despair to hope.
That's incredible. So like, by the end of their talk, did Juan feel different? Was it life-changing for him in that moment?
Absolutely. By the end, he felt lighter, like he had shared the emotional backpack he'd been carrying. It's so liberating. He realized that sharing his story was not just a release, but part of his healing process. He ended with a profound thought. It's okay to feel sad, but it's also okay to seek joy.
Oh man, that gives me chills. Like, his journey is a reminder that it's possible to find hope and connection even in darkness, right?
Exactly. It's about acknowledging the pain, giving it space, and then deliberately choosing to seek joy and connection. It's a journey worth taking. And hey, for the listeners out there, remember, you are not alone in this quest.
That's so inspiring. I think a lot of people really need to hear that. Do you think sharing stories like Juan's can actually help others?
Absolutely. When people share their stories, it creates a ripple effect. Others realize they're not alone, and it opens the door for conversations that can lead to healing.
What if someone feels too shy to share their story? Like, what can they do instead?